With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. President-elect Donald Trump has abruptly rejected a bipartisan plan to prevent a Christmastime government shutdown. Mr. Trump says he wants lawmakers to change the continuing resolution and extend or terminate the debt ceiling before he takes office.
The debt ceiling was suspended under an agreement that then Speaker Kevin McCarthy brokered with the White House. The agreement was unpopular, but it took months of negotiations to craft. It allows the federal government to continue paying its bills for debts it's already incurred, and it led to some spending restraints.
That's correspondent Kevin Frecking reporting. Also on SRNews.com, a state appeals court has removed Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis from the Georgia election interference case against Donald Trump and others. That decision leaves the future of the prosecution uncertain. The man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare's CEO will return to New York to face murder charges. Luigi Mangione agreed today to be extradited at a court appearance in Pennsylvania, where he was arrested last week after 5 days on the run. The holidays are meant to be a time of celebration with family and friends, but they can also bring pressure to spend money on gifts and plane tickets home, among other things. Matt Watson says people often spend more money than anticipated over the holidays.
Because what we see happen quite regularly is people get into justification mode, where, you know, you have maybe a general sense of what you want to spend, but then you see this really nice thing or get influenced into something a little bit better, and all of a sudden you've done that a few times across maybe multiple family members or friends, and you've spent twice as much as you thought you might.
Watson is the CEO of Origin, a financial planning app. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 157 points. This is SRN News. A closer look at President-elect Trump's nominees.
Democrats claim that Mr. Trump will turn his administration into some kind of evangelical Christian club as a favor to those who voted for him. But in fact, the soon-to-be president is nominating people of all kinds of faith backgrounds. There are several evangelicals represented there, but there's also numerous Catholics and several Hindus. President Trump has also selected a number of open homosexuals, making his nominees about as diverse as any Democratic president. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has unveiled its Oscar shortlists in 10 categories, and transgenderism is front and center. Netflix's transgender drug lord drama Emilia Perez was most named, advancing in international feature, original score, original song, sound, and hair and makeup. This is SRN News. The Justice Department is accusing CVS Pharmacy of filling unlawful prescriptions for opioids.
The Justice Department unsealed a civil complaint Wednesday that alleges that CVS Pharmacy filled unlawful prescriptions, including prescriptions for excessive quantities of opioids and Trinity prescriptions, which are a dangerous combination of an opioid, a benzodiazepine, and a muscle relaxant. CVS says it has cooperated with the DOJ's investigation for more than 4 years. And it strongly disagrees with the allegations and what it calls the false narrative within the complaint. Donna Water, Washington.
Israel launched 2 waves of airstrikes on Yemen overnight. The strikes came after a Houthi missile attack targeted central Israel early Thursday. Israel said it shot down the missile before it entered Israeli territory. More details at srnnews.com.